The Energy Department and NASA are shuffling chairs in their chief information officers' offices. The changes are likely part of broader reorganizations that are just coming in the next few months. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller writes about these and several other people on the move in his latest edition of Inside the Reporter's Notebook, and he joins me now with more. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Tom.
All right, so CIOs shuffling chairs, that's kind of a canary in the mineshaft, I guess, of what's going on in those agencies. So let's start with energy, speaking of mineshafts, and what's going on there?
Well, the energy, we know a couple things. First of all, we know Rod Turk, who has been the department's chief information security officer for about a year. He's heading back to his old agency, Commerce Department, to in the same capacity, the CISO over at Commerce. He's going to work directly with Steve Cooper, who's the CIO at Commerce. And we can get to Commerce because they're moving chairs as well in a second. But energy, what I'm seeing at energy, what I'm hearing from sources within the federal community is that Rod Turk's move, not because of Rod, but that is signaling, I think, some major changes, a potential major reorganization that's going to come within the CIO's office. And what I'm hearing from the CIO community, again, more broadly, not just at energy, is that several CIOs are looking to do some reorganizations. I think Fatara is playing a big role. And I think also we have new people coming in. We've seen a lot of turnover in the CIO community. So I think these men and women want to shape their offices to something they think works best. And I think what we're seeing at energy is that first step. Now, there potentially are other people on the move. I don't have any definites yet, but I think it's something to watch out for from an energy perspective.
All right, then also NASA is a place where some changes made.
So NASA's the other one, right? So last week we talked, Tom, that Larry Sweet, the CIO at NASA, is going to retire by the end of the year. We learned now that it's actually going to happen sooner. Larry Sweet's going to retire by November 30th, but he'll be actually no longer be the quote-unquote CIO after later this month, end of September. Now, Renee Nguyen, who came over in just about 2 or 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago from EPA, is as the deputy CIO at NASA, now will become the permanent CIO starting September 26. Now, this is significant for two main reasons. Number one, it's rare that when someone says, I'm going to retire, all of a sudden they get out roughly a month before they normally say they want to. But second, Renee Nguyen will be the first NASA headquarters CIO that has not come from one of their centers, one of their field offices, for lack of a better word.
Like Goddard or...
Like Johnson Space Center, mm-hmm. any of those, right? Kennedy. And I think this is significant because both Larry Sweet and before him Linda Cureton both came from those space centers. And so maybe the management's saying, you know what, maybe we need somebody else with a different view that is not so ingrained in the NASA culture to help maybe shake things up. And I think that's another reason why I think there could be some major changes, potentially reorganizations coming, within NASA as well. And very similar paths. Michael Johnson, who is the CIO at Energy, did not come from an energy lab, was not a longtime energy employee. I'm not even sure has worked for energy before that. And now we have Renee Nguyen, who spent most of her 25-year career within EPA, coming to NASA and, again, becoming CIO. Again, I think you said it right. Where CIO offices go, sometimes that's the canary in the bigger coal mine in the sense of other things are happening within those agencies.
All right. So, well, it's hard to tell what those things might be, but clearly there's change. And another place where we know there's a lot of change going on throughout the agency is Veterans Affairs, and no less true of its CIO office.
Correct. I think that's a great example. And in fact, there's been several that, Laverne Council came in as VA CIO earlier this summer. And, immediately a couple people have turned over. Steph Warren moved on to a new job as a CIO. Stan Lowe retired. There potentially are other things that are happening within VA that you could see some turnover. So, again, that's why I said this is seems to be a trend we're seeing here. One is an interesting thing. Two is two interesting things. But once you start seeing 3, 4, 5, you start seeing trends. And that takes me to the Commerce Department and I think the Transportation Department as two other examples. Steve Cooper, as another people on the move, not only is he bringing back Rod Turk, but Renee Macklin, who was the Small Business Administration CIO for the last 2 or so years, she came back to Commerce to be, if you will, working to run the Commerce Department's IT Shared Services Group. And that's a key role that Steve Cooper has filled. And then over transportation, while nothing recent, you've seen Richard McKinney, who's the CIO there, really turn his staff over and bring in a bunch of really smart people, including, for instance, Maria Rote as their CTO. So it's just one example, though we don't have any news right now on transportation. No people on the move over there as far as we know.
All right, so Rod Turk moving over to Commerce.
Renee Macklin moving to Commerce. Got to keep score.
Right, and Renee Wynn is now moving to NASA.
So she's
from the EPA.
Correct. She's been at NASA for about 2 or 3 months. Now she's going to come from deputy CIO to CIO.
Okay, and Laverne Council making the new CIO at VA, making a lot of changes there.
Right, which has been going on for the last couple months, I would say.
Okay, and those are not the only three places that are changing.
You mentioned
a couple of others.
No, this is for whatever reason, Tom. Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a lot of movement around. So one of the things you had on your show earlier in the last week was Bill Zielinski moving from the Social Security Administration, where he was Deputy Commissioner for Systems and CIO for the last 2 years. He's taken a detail at the Office of Management and Budget to lead the agency oversight team. Well, SSA moved quickly to update its website, and it seems like Robert Klopp, who is the new CIO and deputy commissioner replacing Bill Zielinski. Robert had been the SSA chief technology officer since January. So that's interesting that even though Bill's only on detail at OMB and that could last for, anywhere from, 6 months to 2 years, it doesn't seem like he's going back to SSA, just at least on the face of it.
Yeah, so the details could be like the Roach Motel. You can check in, but you can't check out.
I prefer Hotel California on that one, Tom.
Right. By the way, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Yeah, so you leave on detail and they change the name on the door. I guess that's kind of a signal.
It may be a signal. Right? And Bill's been there for just over 2 years. And let's give him credit. He's made a lot of big progress at SSA. And I think SSA is in better shape than they were 2 years ago. And they'll be in better shape probably than they are today, 2 years from now, in terms of their systems and their technologies and moving forward to make Social Security more of a, if you will, modern infrastructure. A couple other quick ones, Tom. National Security Agency, NSA, has a new CIO. Greg Smithberger takes over for Lonnie Alexander. That happened earlier this summer. Now, my understanding is that Lonnie Alexander did not leave NSA. He's just in a different position, though the details were pretty sketchy because, it is the NSA. One other CIO on the move of note, Sanjay Sadar, who was a very well-respected, familiar figure in the federal community at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC. He actually moved on as CIO there in July, and according to his LinkedIn profile, he joined SAIC as the Vice President of Data Sciences. Now, the FERC has not updated its website to say who the new acting CIO is, and it wasn't clear from their org chart because they had basically three or four other deputy CIOs, and nobody was named as the acting, at least on their website. So I thought that was very interesting. And then two non-CIO-related moves, but both, I think, part of the trend we're seeing throughout government, both GSA and EPA have named chief data officers, or in EPA's case, a chief data scientist. Now, over at GSA, Chris Raleigh takes their CDO role. He was working in the Office of Government-Wide Policy, mm-hmm. and now he's working in the CIO's office. And then over at EPA, Robin Thodengal comes over from Deloitte, and he becomes their new chief data scientist and also leading as a division director for the environmental analysis division. So a couple interesting trends happening in the federal IT community.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thanks.
My pleasure, Tom.